Alright everybody, welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. I'm your host Jake Carter, and if you're feeling even remotely overwhelmed by life, like that constant barrage of notifications, deadlines, and expectations, then you've come to the right place. We're diving deep into a crucial topic today, building a support system that can help us beat back loneliness and isolation. You know that feeling when you're going through something tough, but it just feels like you're wading through mud alone? Yeah, not fun. That's isolation rearing its ugly head. And let me tell you, it can be a real energy drain. But the good news is, it doesn't have to be this way. We can choose to build a network of people who support us, uplift us, and help us feel less alone. It's like having your own personal cheering squad in life, ready with words of encouragement and a helping hand when you need it most. So, what are some key takeaways for building that rock-solid support system? Let's break it down. 1. Define your needs. Before you start hunting for your tribe, take a moment to figure out what kind of support you actually crave. Do you need someone to vent to? Someone who can brainstorm solutions with you? Someone to celebrate your wins with? Knowing what you need helps you identify the right people. It's like shopping for clothes. Knowing your size is the first step. 2. Nurture existing relationships. Don't underestimate the power of those close connections already in your life. Reach out to friends and family, even if it's just a quick call or text. You'd be surprised how much a simple connection can brighten someone's day, including yours. 3. Explore your interests. Joining clubs, groups, or online communities centered around your hobbies is a fantastic way to meet like-minded people who share your passions. Think book clubs, hiking groups, even online forums for video game enthusiasts. Shared interests are the foundation of many strong friendships. 4. Be authentic and vulnerable. Let your guard down a little. Sharing your experiences, both good and bad, helps build trust and deeper connections. Remember, everyone feels vulnerable sometimes. You're not alone in this. 5. Practice active listening. Building relationships is a two-way street. When someone is talking to you, truly listen. Ask questions, offer support, and show genuine interest. People appreciate feeling heard and understood. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at work, drowning in emails and deadlines, feeling like you're going to snap. You call your best friend, the one who always knows how to make you laugh, and within minutes, you feel your stress levels easing. They don't offer empty platitudes. They listen, offer practical advice, and remind you that this too shall pass. That, my friends, is the power of a solid support system. It's like having a built-in emotional life raft when things get rough. So remember, building a support system isn't about being needy or desperate. It's about cultivating genuine connections with people who care about you and want to see you thrive. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to run a marathon alone, right? You'd want a crew cheering you on, keeping you hydrated, and pushing you when you need that extra boost. Your support system is your personal marathon crew, there to help you navigate life's ups and downs. Think about it. Who are the people in your life who make you feel supported? Who do you feel comfortable opening up to? Reach out to them, nurture those connections, and remember that you're not alone on this journey. We all need a little support sometimes, so let's build each other up. I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts, your experiences, and who are the people in your life who make you feel supported. Tag me on social media or leave a comment below. And remember, you can tap out of overstimulation one connection at a time. We'll catch you tomorrow with another episode of Tap Out of Overstimulation. Keep it real, keep it positive, and keep on tapping out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.